Have you ever worked for someone who made you want to give your best versus someone who made you watch the clock? The difference between these experiences reveals something profound about how influence actually works. Leadership isn't bestowed by a title on your door or a line on an organizational chart. It's earned through a systematic progression that transforms positional authority into genuine influence. This journey unfolds across five distinct levels, each building upon the last, each requiring different commitments and offering different rewards. Understanding this progression changes everything about how you approach leadership, whether you're managing your first team or leading an entire organization. The architecture of this influence operates like a five-story building where you can't skip floors, and several counterintuitive principles explain why leadership feels so complex and why some leaders inspire extraordinary commitment while others generate minimal effort and maximum resentment.
Leadership begins at position, where people follow because they have to. Your title gives authority, but authority alone creates compliance, not commitment. Positional leaders make predictable mistakes, devaluing people, implementing policies without consultation, dismissing feedback, and feeling threatened by talent. This drives away top performers and attracts mediocrity. Permission forms the second level, where people follow because they want to. When you genuinely value team members as individuals rather than interchangeable resources, trust develops and energy shifts. The manager who remembers your kid's soccer tournament or asks about your career aspirations unlocks discretionary effort. You can care for people without leading them, but you cannot lead them effectively without caring for them. The best approach balances care and candor. Care without candor leaves difficult truths unspoken, while candor without care makes feedback feel like attack. Together, they create developing relationships where people grow through honest, supportive feedback.
At level three, leadership takes off through production, separating true leaders from position holders. Production leaders gain credibility by example, setting standards that inspire others. When leaders produce results, they bring clarity. Team members see what productivity looks like and understand their contribution. This validates work and expands what people believe possible. Production creates momentum, a leader's best friend. Level three leaders become momentum makers who produce and make things happen, not momentum takers who just ride along. Leadership is measured by what the entire team accomplishes together. People development represents level four, where multiplication begins and elite leaders distinguish themselves. Leaders invest deliberately in growing others, recognizing that people are their most appreciable asset. While production wins games, people development wins championships. This investment ensures sustainable growth, empowers others to reduce bottlenecks, and expands capacity through trusted lieutenants. Organizations with strong development cultures consistently outperform competitors. The best approach follows a systematic process: recruiting top talent, positioning them correctly, modeling leadership, equipping them with skills, empowering them with responsibility, and measuring progress through feedback. Leadership operates on counterintuitive principles. You never abandon previous levels, you build upon them. When developing relationships at level two, you don't discard your position, you add new dimensions. This is why technically competent managers who skip levels inevitably struggle. You're never on the same level with everyone. Leadership happens relationship by relationship. You might be at level four with a longtime colleague, while simultaneously at level one with someone new. The higher you climb, the easier leading becomes, but getting there grows harder. Each level demands greater commitment. Leadership grows slowly, but declines quickly. One trust-breaking mistake can erase years of relationship building. However, higher levels provide safety nets. If you stumble on productivity at level three, your level two relationships may save you. Returns increase dramatically at higher levels. At level two, you earn trust. At level three, you add productivity. At level four, you multiply productivity through others. At level five, growth becomes exponential. Moving beyond position requires three shifts. Stop relying on position. Embrace influence over control.
Trade entitlement for contribution. Ask, what can I contribute, instead of what am I owed? Leave your position to move toward your people. Walk the floor, engage informally, show genuine interest. If you must tell people you're the leader, you're not. The pinnacle represents the fifth level, developing leaders who develop other leaders. Few reach this space where influence extends beyond organizations and often beyond lifetimes. These leaders create self-sustaining cultures of leadership development, leaving legacies that compound across generations. Moving toward the pinnacle requires accepting that developing leaders is your highest calling, creating a leadership culture woven into daily operations, and viewing development as a lifelong commitment. Common obstacles include self-centeredness, hoarding knowledge or opportunities, and insecurity, feeling threatened by others' success. The development process requires assessment, identifying growth opportunities, challenge, encouraging growth through stretch assignments, and support, helping navigate difficulties through mentoring and resources. This investment becomes more valuable to employees than monetary compensation. Leaders who excel at relationships sometimes neglect productivity, making relationship building an end rather than a means to organizational success. Connecting with yourself before connecting with others proves essential. You can't give what you don't have. Developing a people-oriented style, practicing genuine reciprocity, becoming your team's chief encourager, and maintaining the care-candor balance transforms workplace dynamics. John Wooden exemplifies pinnacle leadership through his remarkable journey as UCLA's basketball coach. His 620 wins, 10 NCAA titles, and 4 perfect seasons only tell part of the story. Wooden's greatness lay in developing people of exceptional character who succeeded far beyond basketball. He used positional power sparingly, demanding attention through actions like locking gym doors at practice start, but rarely relied on authority alone. He led by example, arriving hours early to ensure proper preparation and building profound relationships through genuine care for players' families, academics, and personal struggles. Wooden did what was right even when difficult, benching star players who didn't meet conduct standards. His achievements were legendary, but Wooden emphasized process over outcomes. Practices were meticulously scripted, focusing on fundamentals and continuous improvement. He even taught players how to properly put on socks to prevent blisters, a lesson in attention to detail that became legendary. He created his renowned pyramid of success, emphasizing industriousness, friendship, loyalty, cooperation, and competitive greatness. His influence transcended basketball, earning the Presidential Medal of Freedom and inspiring leaders across industries. Fortune 500 companies have adopted his principles, and former players like Bill Walton and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar credit Wooden for their lifelong success. Effective leadership means understanding your contribution to the vision, developing cohesive teams, prioritizing high-return activities, and maintaining relentless focus on results. Team building requires knowing each player's strengths, positioning them for success, ensuring they understand the mission, and providing regular feedback. John Wooden's daily prayer, "I pray thee, O God, that I may be beautiful within," captured level 5 leadership essence, developing character that inspires others to reach their own greatness. Leadership isn't measured solely by achievements, but by lasting impact on others' lives. Your greatest contribution may not be what you accomplish, but the leaders you develop who will continue impacting the world long after you're gone. If you have any responsibility for others, you're already leading. The question is which level you'll commit to reaching and how many people you'll bring with you on the journey upward.